The epistle appointed to be read for this, the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of the Holy Ghost, is taken from the Acts of the Apostles. When the days of Pentecost were drawing to a close, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a violent wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues as of fire, which settled upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in foreign tongues, even as the Holy Spirit prompted them to speak. Now there were staying in Jerusalem devout Jews from every nation under heaven. And when this sound was heard, the multitude gathered and were bewildered in mind, because each heard them speaking in his own language. But they were all amazed and marveled, saying, "Behold, are not all these that are speaking Galileans? And how have we heard each his own language in which he was born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, and Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We have heard them speaking in our own languages of the wonderful works of God." And the Holy Ghost, the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone love me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while yet dwelling with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to your mind whatever I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled or be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I go away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would indeed rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it has come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the prince of the world is coming, and in me he has nothing. But he comes that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do as the Father has commanded me." Thus far this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, I think there is everything in the bulletin that you may need to know, and I certainly encourage you to read it to make sure that you do not overlook any point that is made. I do, however, want to point out the coming feast of Corpus Christi, and that we will prepare ourselves spiritually for this occasion, because it is an occasion of real spirituality. I take this opportunity, because I think it's the proper thing to do, and that is to wish you a happy holiday and a safe holiday. But we have this year a situation where we have the Feast of the Holy Ghost coming, as well as the holiday the coming day upon day. I think that the average mentality that we run across today will certainly find occasion to place great emphasis on the holiday and failing to put proper emphasis on the feast of God, the feast of the Holy Ghost, which is today. Together with Easter, these two feasts are of equal strength, equal value, are the two greatest, largest, most important feasts of the entire year. They surpass all other feasts. Today is the birth of the Church of Jesus Christ, birthday of the Church of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost comes into a world. It is interesting to note, I think, that we all call look back and look to the occasion when man tried to solve his own problems after the flood, when man tried to take things into his own hand to make life for himself secure, and that Almighty God stepped in and gave them confusion of tongue to where nobody could understand what the other person was saying. Today, we hear tell of what Almighty God is fully capable of doing, and that we have with the coming of the Holy Spirit the confusion of tongue unleashed, and that everybody could understand what everybody else was saying, what the apostles were telling them, each in his own tongue, that the confusion of tongue was overcome by the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost comes into a world again, and he finds a world that is again, characteristically, trying to solve its own problems. And Almighty God, in the world that he finds today, has visited us with even worse than the confusion of tongues that he placed upon the people who were building the big tower. We today have found, or rather we're trying to find, our own security, a security that is without need of the divine. And we are visited today with something far worse than confusion of tongue. Today we're visited with confusion of thought. When everybody's thought is at war with everybody else's thought, and that nobody knows what anybody else is trying to say or think. Thought today is completely confounded. That is punishment from God. And it will remain so until we all look to God once again and look for our answer once again in God himself alone. The Holy Ghost is God. We sometimes give little importance to the Holy Ghost, perhaps because of the symbolism behind the Holy Ghost. We have something in the person of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, our Lord, in the person of the manhood, the body, the physical appearance of Jesus Christ. And we have come to have also an image in our minds, in our imagination, of the Father. But the symbolism behind the Holy Spirit is a dove. And perhaps because it is just a dove, that our imagination doesn't give the Holy Spirit the importance that he deserves. He is God. He is the third person of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Incidentally, some people have a complaint when the use of the word Spirit is used over the word Holy Ghost. Ghost is an American word or an English word. Of all the words that are perhaps in Latin are the easiest to translate, Spiritus Domini, Spirit. He is the breath. He is the breath of God that comes down to us. He is the breath that takes away from our minds that which is in our minds and elevates that which is in our minds and places it in our hearts. Today should be the day that we take things out of our minds and place them in our hearts. The Spirit ourselves, if we read the prayer itself, as is in the bulletin this morning, fill the hearts of thy faithful and enkindle in them the fire of thy love. Love, faith, understanding. We should pray today in a very particular way that God will give us the gift of understanding. We know a lot of things. We have access to a lot of information. We read a lot. We hear a lot. We speak a lot. But in too many cases, we do not know a lot. We do not have knowledge a lot. We do not have understanding a lot. We do not have faith a lot. And too many of us move about like wax figurines from one thing to another, from one religious exercise to another, without really knowing, understanding, comprehending that which we are doing, that which we are about. And as a consequence, my beloved people, I fear, I'm certainly not one to judge, but I do fear, therefore, that the emptiness that we experience in that which we do will be to our detriment. We must pray with all the strength that is in us that God will give us the grace to understand, the grace of faith. Remember a fear of our blessed Lord, who complained, "When I come back, will I find any faith amongst the people?" It's the faith that gives us the strength to be able to carry on, to ask for, to believe in, to work with God It is because of our faith that we develop love. I was talking to someone only yesterday over the phone from a distance away from here. Someone who is well enough known and who does his share of writing. And the conclusion that we came to in our conversation was that we do not know how to love. We speak of this so often in here. Love is something that cannot really be defined. And it is when we try to define love that we lose it. Every time we try to define love, we lose it. And to carry it a step further, every time we try to define God, because we do try to reduce God today to a definition, and every time we try to define God, we lose him. God does not find residence in our minds. God finds residence only in our hearts. And it is there that the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Spirit, resides in our hearts. And to the degree that we can love this undefinable, whatever, love, to the degree that we love, to that degree do we know. To that degree do we comprehend. To that degree do we believe. To that degree do we adore. Adoration of Almighty God today is a foreign element in the minds of practically everybody. A chosen few understand its importance. It is the adoration of God that comes from all of this. We speak of the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the fruits of the Holy Ghost. It all comes down to the one word, adoration. We love, we believe, we hope, and we adore. My beloved people, we are so anxious for happiness, and we have a right to be anxious for happiness. We will never find happiness in the things that we look to for it. And yet that's where the world goes today to find its happiness. As a consequence, it has no happiness because there is nothing there but emptiness. The only fulfillment is in that which comes to us by way of God. Pray, my beloved people, that we receive, that we be given the gift of understanding, that we will know what we hear, comprehend what we hear, take seriously what we hear. The only thing that matters, as should matter, to man is God. We speak of God as though he were some foreign element. We speak of God as though he were something that we have to speak about in order to remain proper. But that's as far as it goes. We have to speak of God, not only to speak, but to understand that God is our existence. God is completely our existence. And we have to re-examine ourselves, in which we ask ourselves this question all the time. We must ask ourselves, why do I come to this particular place at this particular time on a regular basis? Why? Do I come here? Is my reason for coming here because I like this over that? Well, that is a reason, but it's not good enough. And it is proper that you should like this over what we hope is, we know and we feel and we understand that is proper as to that which we know, we feel and we understand is improper. Therefore, it is correct for us to feel a preference for that which is proper over that which is improper. But that's not good enough. We have to go all the way. We have to take it as a matter of belief. We have to believe wholeheartedly what takes place in this room. I do not wish to criticize, because that's the one thing that we have avoided here, and that's the one thing that everybody's trying to pull us into, open criticism of this or that or the other. But we will not indulge in that. But I feel that I have to tell you this, and that there is a big celebration coming up of priests, because in this particular state, this diocese, coming up right away, and that a number of priests, a number of bishops will attend. And of course, the peak of the celebration is taking place, as always, at what is called, termed, the concelebrated Mass. This one priest that I know that is going to it has been invited, who cannot drive a car anymore because of bad eyesight, was telling the person, the other priest who was to escort him, or was to chauffeur him, he said, well, I guess I'll have to go get my alb and bring my alb along for the concelebrated Mass. Well, first of all, the alb was gathering dust someplace. But at any rate, the one who was doing the driving of the car said, oh, Father, oh, no, 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 don't bring your alb. We're all going to wear sport shirts. So now the vesture for Mass is sport shirt. So, is this incorrect? When we step up on the steps of the altar to raise the host of Jesus Christ in our hands, is this to be discarded as being improper for a priest? And the proper attire in exchange for this
It's a sports shirt. I wonder what that celebration is going to look like. I wonder. We must pray to the Holy Ghost for understanding. We must pray to the Holy Ghost for the grace. To understand. My precious people, on this feast, please kneel.